And here's one you don't hear about every day. We've got a murderer. He wants to be able to donate sperm, blood and organs from his prison cell. This bloke's serving life with a non-parole period of 18 years, but he's chasing the right to allow prisoners to father a child from behind bars. The Labor MP Trevor Mallard presented the petition on his behalf, and he is with us. Good morning.
Good morning, Mike.
So there's no law against this, but corrections don't facilitate it, right?
That's my understanding, although I'll emphasise that I have no expertise in the area. I was more the person who presented the petition, because I think people have the right to petition Parliament.
Are you involved in anything beyond just presenting the petition? I mean, do you support this bloke?
I've never talked to him, and really I've never considered that issue the issue carefully at all. I think, you know, thinking about it carefully, I can't really see the sperm donor thing, but if I had a kid who needed a kidney transplant or had a looking for a rare blood transfusion, then the fact it was a prisoner, I don't think would make a difference if it saved a life. I think you'd be going for it.
And how does this happen in Parliament? So you go petition the Parliament, that would potentially go off to a select committee who'd make some sort of recommendation, and that would be put to a what? It wouldn't be a policy, it'd be a conscience vote or something, wouldn't it?
I think what would happen is it would go to the select committee. They would... They can choose to either have a hearing or not. And if they did a hearing with this guy, presumably it'd be by video or it might just be on the papers. Then they would make a recommendation to the government. So it'll be a government decision.
Where do you reckon this is going, if anywhere?
My view is it parts of it not very far, but again, you know, it's not, you know, as the person who transmitted the petition, it's not my job to prejudge what the Parliament will think of it.
And there we have and that's before you get to the business of what the public think. And one strongly suspects that the public wouldn't be remotely behind anything like this, would they?
Well, I'm pretty sure on the sperm donation they wouldn't be behind it, but I'm not sure where they'd fall on sort of rare blood types or organs that would save lives. Yeah. I think, you know, because, I mean, clearly with kidneys, people, you know, most organ donations come from people who are, I understand, who are brain dead. But there are some organs like kidneys which can be made available. I'd like to emphasise, I wouldn't like to get like China where they harvest prisoners' organs.
Exactly. All right, Trevor, appreciate your time very much. Trevor Mallard, the MP. So what are the ethics around all of this? The founder of Fertility Associates, Dr. Richard Fisher, is with us. Good morning.
Good morning, Mike.
In theory, are you for or against it?
In theory, I think there are circumstances under which it might be reasonable, but they would be very limited, and that would be based around the interests of the resulting child.
Do we have a shortage of sperm, and therefore it would be useful or not?
Oh, we absolutely have a shortage of sperm, but all the choices about whose sperm is used is made by the recipient couples. And so you'd have to find a circumstance in which someone who was a recipient thought that using the sperm from a person who was in prison was reasonable for them and what they wanted and was in the best interest of their resultant child. And we would have to be happy about that too, because both the donor and the recipient go through quite significant counselling processes to make sure that the interests of the child are looked after.
And so when you said this particular donation comes from a murderer in prison, you can probably guess what the reaction would be, can't you?
Yeah, I think it's very unlikely that anyone would choose them. But if it was a personal donation, I can see a circumstance under which a family might think that's in their best interest. And then we'd have to say, does it fit the law? Can we think of any other reason why it might be best? And, you know, the presence of an adult or two adults in that person's life, we would think is important, but not universal, because that's not true always.
And where is the law on all of this? Would anything need to be changed?
I don't think the law excludes it, but there are practical considerations in that. Being a donor requires the presence of the clinic on a number of occasions, requires presence for counselling and interviews with doctors. And it's a significant bar to somebody who's in prison being part of it.
And what do we know about the genetic link between sperm and behaviour and lifestyle and who these people are, if any?
Oh, I think it's mainly about environment, and certainly there are a whole range of things which are genetically inherited, but I don't think being in prison is a strong one. But there are lots of people who conceive who aren't in prison who are about to pass on traits which sometimes you and I might not think are desirable, but are a normal part of their lives.
Nice to talk to you, Richard. Appreciate it very much. Dr. Richard Fisher, founder of Fertility Associates this morning.